And on Static this evening, it's a big g'day to Angus from Liars. Here you are.
G'day, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. It's finally, it's taken longer to get you in for a chat about a new Liars album when you're in my backyard than when you're on the other side of the world.
It's weird, isn't it? But I'm here now, which is the point.
Yeah, you're in the Sydney zip code. I'm kind of intrigued. Where exactly are you now, Angus?
Up north, in Ku-ring-gai National Park. So it's about an hour's drive north and then 10, 15 minutes on a boat.
On a tinny?
Yeah, in a tinny, yeah. And then, yeah, I tie up there on the other side and walk, you know, a bit. but thankfully it's raining today because we catch all our own water and it's been dry.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing worse than coming back from tour and not being able to take a shower.
Here you are after all those years of living and driving around LA and yes. Now you're in the most opposite place possible.
That's the thing when I go on tour is I lie in bed in a hotel just thinking about all the toilets flushing and running water.
So was moving back to Sydney, was it like Prodigal Son Returns epiphany moment or literally like the next place where you could go after being in LA, short of doing a Fletcher Christian and living on a Pacific island or something?
No, look, I think I've been wanting to come back here since I left, honestly. But, you know, when you're doing music, it's tough, I think, to be a touring act and to be based here, you know. And that's what I was told a lot when I was over there. And so it always held me back. And then finally I was like, no, it's got to happen.
We've got the internet now, you know. So.
Yeah.
Probably no NBN up in Ku-ring-gai Bush though, right?
No.
How's your reception?
It is the slowest you could imagine, yeah.
Have to go up the top of the hill to send a few messages, do you?
Yeah, or to send files, music files to London is really fun, yeah.
You came back for some other reasons as well. I mean, mazel tov, you're a dad.
Thank you very much. Yes, I am. And also, sadly, on the other end, my dad was passing away. So it was important for me to get some time in with the family, which was really good and really timely, actually worked out well. And new little baby girl. And just living a very nice sort of paradise kind of lifestyle, yeah.
And that wasn't intriguing for the other members of Liars, though. No. You couldn't bring them here.
No.
Didn't entice them.
No, they. Aaron moved back to Berlin not that long ago, and that's where he is now.
So was Australia a step too far? I mean, Liars had been a band of nomads for so long. You'd made records in Brooklyn and New Jersey and Berlin and Los Angeles. Yeah. Why, or had it run its course in other ways?
It had run its course in other ways. It wasn't just geography, but it does happen where you start to get older and things like geography start to become more important. You know, where once I thought, oh, I'll always just be moving around. You do get that weird home thing, you know, which is kind of nice. But yeah, no, creatively, Aaron and I, our relationship in that way had started to feel like it was on the downturn for the last couple of records. And it meant that our sort of collaboration wasn't so much of a collaboration, really. Generally, the way it was working was I would write music and then rely a lot on Aaron for his opinion. So that was one of the most difficult things actually about doing this last record was that I didn't have...
No one to bounce it off?
No one to tell me, no, that's not good, you know, because I need that, you know. I'm the kind of person who makes more rather than less, you know. I need to vomit, I think, is the way I would put it. And
isn't it good just being your own boss?
It is nice, but and it gives you that great feeling creatively when you... I'm scared, you know, and I really like that idea. You know, I don't like to be too sure about what I'm doing, and so to be on my own is even more.
So who's next down the pecking order? Is your wife sick of you asking her?
You know, I can't do that because she's a classically trained musician. And
she picks holes at it, does she?
She's just like, you know that's out of time, right? I'm like, yeah, but I like it at... No, that doesn't sound like you're singing the right note there. She definitely is a great resource. But now it's really just Daniel Miller who I am is my go-to, yeah.
Yeah, this is your mute label boss. I mean, the guy wrote Warm Leatherette, so I defer to him as well.
Exactly. I don't necessarily always agree, but he's a good resource for sure, yeah.
It seems to have been a bit of a sore point, though, that the other band members left you. I mean, you've presented yourself as the jilted bride.
Yes.
I mean, on the cover of the album.
It was sad for me. You know, maybe not because it was a sort of shocking sad, but the realization sad, you know, where this thing has been kind of in the background and then finally it's sort of come to the fore. And yeah, I found that sad, but maybe also wanted to work with that idea a bit, you know. It's interesting. It definitely was a big transition, you know. I've said that on a lot of things I've made, I've been able to hide behind this idea of we, you know. The first couple of records were titled with those.
The Royal We.
Yeah, and that allows you a little bit of defense. And now, certainly with this record, with the I, it's very fragile.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm reading into it, but there's some lines in the opening track, The Grand Delusional, about we said we would ride, you know, we said we would take them out to sea, and there's mention of holding up a visa as well. Yeah. Is that all pointed at the band, not coming with you?
I mean, it's not necessarily to do with coming here to Australia, but the record really was me writing to them, you know, and I didn't really realise that until I'd written a lot of the record, and it was one of those sort of really nice moments where you kind of look back and you realize, oh, this is actually has been all directed there, you know?
Yeah, well, you've definitely embraced the environment that you made the record in as well, Angus. Crying Fountain and Emblems of Another Story and some other songs have field recordings of the Australian bush, like there's birds and stuff on them. So you kind of went into it then wholeheartedly, did you, sort of embracing where you were?
Berko, I tell you, the first couple of weeks I was working out there in my studio, I was just recording birds and trees, and someone asked me, so how's it going? And I was like, I think this is what it's going to be.
I've got a wooded sparrow.
it's just going to be cockatoos. The way I set it up was that I put a mic just like the one I'm talking into outside the studio, so that every time I walked in, I pressed record on what was happening outside, and that was being pumped into the studio. So every song I wrote has a soundtrack from the outside. So whether it was raining or windy or whatever, it sort of always had this connection with the outside. I didn't use it all, but it's all there.
Yeah, there's an ambience.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure on Past Lives records, you've probably had to edit out the sound of aeroplane noise or traffic or something. So it's just an extension of that.
Yeah, I was actually just talking about that. When in there's this spot where I was living in L.A., where every time I plugged in my vocal into an effects pedal, I'd get this Latino radio station, and that was fun. And then you make a few things, and then you're like, God, I really wish I just didn't have to have that in this.
Let me know if you start picking up 2SER on the top of the mountain up in Coringa.
That'd be cool.
Have you also realized then that you can be liars in any environment? I mean, is that what it's taught you, this record as well?
You know, I might have said that to you once before, I don't know, but I was fearful of this idea. Like, I'd only ever made music outside of Australia, and my angle always really was I was an alien in these other places, you know, and I was able to see it from a different perspective. So I was worried. I thought, well, when I go back to Australia, am I going to be sort of just stuck? But no, thankfully, I was very inspired, and I think part of it was where I was living.
I think there's also elements from still a lot of other locations. I mean, a song like Staring at Zero sounds more like Bristol.
Interesting.
And, you know, I'm pleased to see there's other things in check, like Face to Face with My Face is the most liar-sounding song title ever, Angus.
It is a kind of a liar-sounding song, too. One of the ones which, to me, was a little bit more like... you know, there's sometimes where you've got a bunch of songs and you think, oh, I like the songs that I write where people are going to be like, that doesn't sound like a liar's song. And that's what I'm trying for. That one was a little less like that.
And so being back in Australia, are you going to see pub rock cover bands of NXS or Daryl Braithwaite or James Rain or something? Has it been on the radar?
You know, on my drive in here, I passed this pub. I'm not sure you might know of it, but they have a lot of bands like that playing, and I just saw the Meesex was playing.
Yeah,
and that's on my radar.
It is.
Sure.
You need to get a night off the family to go to that one.
Yeah, get my computer games on.
You're still in the zone though. I mean, I noticed in your Reddit AMA you name checked TK Meidzer and Den.
Oh yeah.
So you've been listening to some current Australian stuff.
I love Australian radio, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on it. It's so cool that there has to be a certain amount of Australian music played, and For me, it's just really interesting. I can find out a lot about stuff from standing in my shower and listening to the radio.
Dad's still in touch. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are there plans to do Australian shows as well? Because you've still been overseas so much of this year.
Yeah.
When are we going to have the Liars Buschdorf to launch this album in Australia?
There you go. I only heard about the Buschdorf recently. Next year.
Yeah,
next
okay.
year. So I go back to Europe now for a bit of a long one, 6 weeks, and then I have December off, and then we're back here. So I'm sure those dates will be coming
out. You're going to be soaking up that Australian summer this year, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's going to be nice.
All right. Well, for now, it's great to see you. It's good to know that you're within Cooee,
as it were. Yeah. And thanks for having me. I love you guys.
As always, yeah. We might have a listen to Emblems of Another Story off the album right now.
There's some ambience in that.
There is some ambience. Yeah. This is the big mid-album kind of ballad.
Yeah.
Turns into a belter.
Yeah.
It's got the lot.
Cool.
Angus, we'll see you back here at some point. This is Liars now on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Cheers, Poker.